Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, all the accolades aside, he is the baddest man on the planet. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez, the UFC heavyweight champion. Cain, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. How's the injuries? I mean, how's rehab, all that kind of good stuff going?
Rehab is good. You know, it's now all done with. So now I'm just focused on training right now. And, you know, just the last couple of weeks that I have left for this fight.
Okay. Before we get to the fight, lots of things to ask you. You've got the best cardio in MMA. That's what people say. Your recovery is amazing. And you're a heavyweight. What do you attribute that? Is it a freakish? Is it something you inherited? Is it something you have individually? Do you work hard? I mean, how do you get that?
I think definitely genetics for sure. I think also, working on it, you know, every day going to train. I train hard. I train for that five-round fight, for that five-round war. And, you know, I just also I think it's just God-given, yeah.
Okay, what's a day of training like for the heavyweight champion of the world? What's it like? What do you start with in the morning?
Morning weightlifting from 7 to 9:30. And then next practice is at 12 o'clock. And we have the sparring at 12 o'clock. So we spar for, you know, if we have a five-round fight, we spar for five rounds, and it's pretty much fighting, but we have, you know, we have our 16-ounce gloves on, we have headgear on, we have shin guards on, so pretty much more protection, and then we go right into jiu-jitsu after that, and then later on that night, around 6 o'clock, we'll do like a more of a mitt workout, so more of like a boxing, striking workout.
Okay. Now, you know, the Brazilians started this whole thing, the USC, of course, the Gracies and the Gracie family, things like that. Now it's dominated by Americans. There's only one Brazilian champion left in Jose Aldo. Are you surprised?
Not really. You know, I think just the strong background as far as having a wrestling as a background, I think it's the best background to have as far as for MMA, you know. So I think as far as having that background of wrestling, and then going on to learn other stuff, I just think it's so much easier.
Okay. Cain Velasquez is our guest, of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, going after defending that title in Mexico City. Now, you're going to Mexico, and this is the 16,000-seat arena. It's already sold out. Any added pressure being such an iconic figure in the Mexican-American community going to Mexico and doing this?
No added pressure. No, I just think about the fight itself, what I have to do when I get out there, what the game plan is, and just pretty much do my game plan. So I don't think of it as a pressure that I have to go out there and perform. You know, I expect myself to go out there and win. So,
okay. Question for you. There's a bit of controversy surrounding a tattoo you have, and I don't know if you remember, obviously you weren't alive, but back in 1968, two athletes from San Jose raised their fist during the 1968 Olympics and were stripped of their medals for putting up the Black Power, Black Pride signature with the clenched fist. Now, you've gotten heat over a tattoo that says Brown Pride. You're brown. Why is that a problem?
You know, people just say, you know, if they had white pride on the chest, would they criticize more? You know, and, you know, the only thing I can say is, I know why I got it. I got it because I'm proud to be Mexican. I want to show people that I am Mexican, and I'm, you know, I'm doing good things as far as being here and, you know, in this sport, being at the top level. So, I mean, I don't think of it too much, you know. If people ask me about it, I tell them this is why I got it. I'm proud, and, you know, that's it.
Okay. The beating you put on Junior Dos Santos the second fight was one of those career-ending beatings, and then he came back and took an even more thorough beating in the third fight. I would think he's finished as a heavyweight contender. What do you think about that?
I don't think he's finished yet. You know, I think he still wants to fight. So I haven't seen him fight since that third fight. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But no, I think Dos Santos is the guy that is tough, man. You know, he's always going to be in there. He always likes to have those type of fights. So I think we'll definitely see him again. Yeah, for sure.
Cain, I'm an older guy, and I've seen a lot of guys and traveled with Muhammad Ali and things like that. And you, the beatings like that, leave a scar, and I mean they leave an indelible scar. I think they cannot be removed. That's that third fight with Junior Dos Santos. I mean, good. Oh, that was gory. Some people thought it was a little bit too gory. Cain Velasquez is our guest. He is the world heavyweight champion as far as the world of MMA is concerned. Now, before we get to Fabrice Werdum, let's talk John Jones for a minute, and let's put Daniel Cormier out of the picture just for a second. Let's talk about John Jones. John Jones is a lanky 6'4" light heavyweight. Reminds me a lot of Bob Foster, who tried to move up against big heavyweights in the 70s and got knocked out by Joe Frazier, George Foreman, and Muhammad Ali. What I'm trying to say is, do you think John Jones can put on the weight and really be a heavyweight?
I think as far as his talent overall, I think he definitely could fight with heavyweights.
Okay.
I think he could. You know, he's fast, he's skilled, he does everything really well, he's crafty. So I think he would, you know, but again, it has to be one of those things that you have to see it, you know. I have to see it, but I think he could.
Okay. Now, January the 3rd, the aforementioned John Jones is going to tangle with your guy, your teammate. I'm talking about the guy at the American Kickboxing Academy, Daniel Cormier. Cormier is unbeaten, never been taken off his seat, never lost a round, an amazing athlete. Break down the John Jones versus Daniel Cormier fight for us.
I think a tough fight for sure for both guys, but I think Daniel needs to put on that pressure to go in and win that. And I think he does. I think he puts the pressure on with his wrestling. I think he puts the pressure on with his punches and kicks. You know, he's in John Jones' face the whole time, and I think Daniel Cormier wins it a decision 5 rounds.
Okay. When you look at the fact that I read and heard about the pain that you went through in losing the title and gaining it back, is it tougher to defend the title? I thought it was when I was fighting, but I thought it was tougher to defend than it was to win the title. Is it?
I would say no. I think for me, I just had to learn a few things, you know, as far as going in right away, winning it right away. You just kind of hold on to it more dearly once you've lost that. You know, once I lost it, I said, okay, this is what I lost. It sucks. It hurts. I don't want this feeling back to me again. So I'm going to work extra hard next time I do defend a title, you know, to keep it. So I think I've learned a lot of things. I think now it's easier now, yeah.
Okay, but is John Jones, is he going to meet his toughest match without a doubt January the 3rd, Mr. Cormier?
I think so. I think he is definitely. Yeah, I think Daniel Cormier has everything it takes to go out there and win that fight.
Okay.
So, yeah, he will.
The UFC heavyweight champion on the line now. What does Fabrice Werdum bring to the dance?
So, Fabrice Werdum is a guy who is always getting better as a fighter overall. I think he's definitely one of the best guys on the ground, but also a guy who's always improving on his stand-up, on his punches, on his kicks. He does everything, and he does everything really well. He's long, lengthy. He has good speed on his hands, and then also when he's in the clinch, he throws a lot of knees. So this is a tough fight for me, I think, for sure. I think it's a tough fight just overall, yeah.
Okay. When you think about your Mexican-American people and the fact that you are now like the baddest man on the planet and the heavyweight champion of the world, this example you have to set, is that a lot of pressure?
No, I think for me, just, you know, as far as what I'm doing, just training hard, going out there, winning fights impressively, and then just living my life the way I want to live it, you know, this is me, you know, I'm an athlete, but also I'm a family man, so yeah.
Good enough. Kane, can you give us 30 seconds of Spanish?
Yeah, definitely. Gracias a todos. Yo soy Kane Velasquez, y gracias por el apoyo. Y mira mi pelea en noviembre, el 15, en la Ciudad de México, y pues vamos a ganar otra vez.
Cain Velasquez, all the best to you, best of luck, and I thank you so much for spending some time with us on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
No problem. Thank you.
What can I say, folks? The man, the baddest man on the planet, Fabrice Werdum, November 15th, UFC 180, of course, in Mexico City. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, American Forces Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Channel 93.